The COVID-19 crisis has hit every part of the global and local economy, and Vermont schools are no exception. Schools are funded by state and local taxes, so a big question in the months ahead is whether schools will have enough money to operate as they have, and if taxpayers will be able to afford to pay their share. School officials have not yet planned to close schools, lay off teachers, or end programs, but they are very worried about how the budget crisis will affect the quality of education long term. VPR's John Dillon has more.
When it comes to school funding in the COVID-19 world, there's bad news, and then there's really bad news. The bad news is that for the 2020 fiscal year, the $1.6 billion education fund is projected to end the year with a $39 million deficit. It looks even worse the next year. Voters have approved $70 million in new spending, but schools and the state may no longer be able to pay for it. At stake potentially are new construction projects, teachers' jobs, and class sizes. And this comes as educators say students' academic needs will be even greater in the fall after missing months of classroom time. Jeff Francis, the executive director of the Vermont Superintendents Association, says schools are starting to consider budget cuts.
It's almost as though the words can't do justice to the challenge, because at the very time when we will need to find ways, presumably, to reduce expenditures, there will be an awareness that the needs that schools respond to societally in terms of supporting children and families are going to grow.
Janet Ansel represents Calais in the legislature and chairs the House Ways and Means Committee. She and other lawmakers are also trying to get a handle on the scope of the problem.
We've got a troubled fiscal 20 to get through, and then we've got a really, really difficult fiscal 21. This conversation really underscores that. So we're going to have a few bumps in the road on just getting through 20.
The bumps in the road include mounting special education costs, childcare expenses for teachers, and bus contracts for delivery of meals that may not be covered in existing budgets. And then there's the revenue side, which looks grim both this year and next year. Brad James is finance manager at the State Agency of Education. He points out that about 70 towns collect their tax payments quarterly, so they don't yet have all the money in for their schools.
So there's some concern that the towns will not have the money to pay them. Statute says that if a town does not collect all the education funds, then by the end of the fiscal year, they have to borrow money to make the school district whole. So that's still in statute. That's not changed.
No one knows how the education fund or school budgets will look in fiscal year 2021 because it depends on what else happens to the economy. The fund's major statewide revenue sources, such as the sales tax and rooms and meals tax, are expected to decline. A recent study by the Brookings Institution said states that fund education with these taxes may be forced to make serious cuts to school budgets due to the COVID-19 crisis. And with businesses closed all over Vermont and unemployment reaching nearly 30%, whether people can actually afford to pay their local taxes is perhaps the biggest question looming for schools. Janet Ansel again.
This is the one that keeps me up at night. I mean, we can set all the tax rates we want, but if people can't pay it, they can't pay it.
The federal government has stepped in with some money. School districts in Vermont will get $30 million to cover their COVID costs. Legislative analyst Mark Perot says schools have wide latitude in how they can use the money.
The allowable uses of that money is very, very broad. I think they can use it for pretty much almost anything.
That should help close the gap in fiscal year 2020, but not for the next year. But some school leaders aren't just worried about budget problems. They're worried about finding a way to get residents to vote. Tim Smith chairs the Slate Valley Union Unified District. The district saw a bond vote and its budget defeated at March town meeting. Smith told a legislative hearing recently that the budget looks even less certain now.
So if you had asked me 2 or 3 weeks ago if I felt confident that a revote would be successful, I would certainly say yes. We weren't that far off to begin with. But now, given the development and the situation at hand, no one can be sure what the pulse of the electorate is. Everyone's really concerned about just putting food on the table and keeping themselves and their families safe in these times.
Smith says a revote may not be possible anyway, given social distancing requirements. He says a vote by mail-in ballot would be a better option. That could happen under a new law passed by the legislature that gives the governor and the secretary of state emergency authority to modify elections procedures. Another bill on the fast track would waive the required penalties and fees if taxpayers are late paying their town taxes and statewide education taxes. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.